I saw something nice that Rabbi Victor Miller says. He points out that, yes, there's a lot of deep hidden secrets behind why David HaMelech chose to write Asherei, to heal the David, according to the Aleph Beis, the pasuk for every letter. But also part of his intention on a simple level was that he wanted this Mizmor to be one that everybody would remember, that it would be very regular on people's mouths. And you also see that it worked out that way, that it is the way that David HaMelech would have wanted it, that everybody knows Asherei, everyone could say Asherei. So if that's the case, that this was one that he wanted us to walk around with, live with, and just even to know by heart, so it's really extra worthwhile to understand the ideas behind the different psukim, because the ones that he wants us to live with. The second introductory pasuk here is Asher Ha'am Shekachalo, Asher Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. We actually had this pasuk earlier at the end of Hodu and Psuka de Zimra, and now it's coming up again. Asher Ha'am Shekachalo, fortunate, happy. We said Asher in a plural, so it's very, very happy, is the nation that has it like this. That has what like what? So Rashi says the pshat is that everything we're about to say in the Tehillah of David, fortunate is a nation that it is that way for them. Asher Ha'am Shekachalo, that it is that way for them, everything that we're about to say, because really this pasuk is the last pasuk in the Mizmor before Tehillah of David. So it could actually be an introductory to this Mizmor of Tehillah David. Asher Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. Fortunate is the nation that Hashem is their God. Hashem is everybody's God, but He shows Himself on the Jewish people the most. He shows, when you watch and you look at the Jewish people, you see how they have extra special divine providence guiding them as a nation. There's in the Avnei Eliyahu, in the Siddur Agra, he says that Kacha is the gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the gematria of Moshe. Shekacha is the gematria of Moshe. Why would that need to be there? Asher Ha'am Shekacha Lo, fortunate is the nation that has a Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning in every generation, this is Al-Pi Kabbalah, in every generation there's a spark of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu in someone else. And the Jewish people during that day is to lead them, to guide them with an extra deep wisdom and ability to direct the Jewish people. And we have a gadol like that in every single generation. It says, Apikabala, and that's hinted at in this pasuk. Asher Ha'am Shekacha, that Shekacha, the Gematria Moshe Rabbeinu, that has a Moshe Rabbeinu in it. Tehillah leDavid, Aram Mimcha Elokai HaMelech, V'Avrachat Shimcha LaOlam Vayed. So Tehillah, Victor Miller says that the word Tehillah is not just the praise, but it's a very emotional, like powerful expression of simcha that comes out with a sound, with a voice. Tehillah is an outburst of a happy praise. Why do we have to specifically attribute it to David HaMelech? Because like we said in Baruch Sha'amar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Uvashirei David Avdecha Nahalecha, that specifically with the songs of David HaMelech, your servant, will I praise you. Meaning, to sing a song written by, or to say a praise written by someone else, that's very nice and it could be beautiful and perfect words, but somebody on the level of David HaMelech, who is so close to Hashem, so to say a praise from him is an extra powerful praise. So it's like a signature on a piece of art, Lahavdil, when it's like a really top artist. So this is a Tehillah David that we're going to about to say. Aramimcha Elokai HaMelech. Aramimcha, I will raise you up over everything. In my mind, I will see you over everything. I know that I can't understand you, that you're above everything. I won't have questions on you. And I won't raise anything else up in my mind. Nothing else will be of any value. You are on top. Every decision and calculation that I make will be with that only one on top priority of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aramimcha, I'll raise you up over everything. In these two phrases, we see the aspect of how Kadosh Baruch Hu in his essence is hidden. We can't understand. On the other hand, what he reveals and shows us in this world, how he runs this world, how he helps us, I'll praise your name. That's the only thing that I could a little bit begin to try to relate to, is your name, meaning how you reveal yourself within this world. That I'll praise. And this word Elokai, that's a huge chiddush, that you could call a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is like your personal God. So maybe it's from David HaMelech's perspective, who was really such a servant of Hashem that he could already say Elokai, there's nothing that I do without it being because of him. He has such extra special Hashgacha Pratis in his life that you see Hashem on him, guiding him. Every individual could also say this, and it also would be true. And I will praise your name, La'olam Vaed. What do we mean by that? If we're trying to say that I will always praise you as long as I exist for, so then the next pasuk would be redundant. B'chol yom avarchaka, every day I will praise you. I will bless you. I just said, I will bless you, your name, from now and forever, as long as I ever could. So then why would we need to say b'chol yom avarchaka? So because of that, another pshat that the Radak says is that over here, la'olam vaed is not going on your blessing him, but it's going on Shimcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, which is forever and for all of eternity, Rahala Shimcha, which is La'olam Va'ed. It could be that Rahala Shimcha La'olam Va'ed is I will praise your name, I'll bless your name forever and for all of time. But then the next part would be hard to know why you then right away say, B'chol Yom Avarchaka, each day I will bless you, Rahala Shimcha La'olam Va'ed. Each day, because every day there's all new. First of all, that even every morning when you wake up, all the things that you get and the whole world that you're born right back into, it's still all over again, another huge, massive billions of presents that we're given. So I'm not going to take any day for granted. I'm not going to get used to this situation of this, you know, million-star hotel that you put us in. B'chol yom avarchaka, every day I will bless you. And also, every day comes with its own new blessings, things that we didn't have before, that we receive, that we understand, that we're taught. So we bless Hashem for those too. V'ala shimcha le'olam va'ed. And your name I'll praise forever and ever. Godol Hashem u'mehula ma'od v'ligdulaso in cheker. So when we say Gadol Hashem, what are we referring to? Gadol Hashem. So there's a chazal in the beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan, on when it says in the pasuk Et Gadlecha, the Gadlut of Hashem. Chazal say, what's Gadlecha? Zum Midas Tuvcha, the goodness of Hashem, Hashem's givingness, Hashem's Tov. And on the pasuk Lecha Hashem HaGadula, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has Gadula, so it says in Brachos that's referring to Maisa Bereishis, the creation of the world. But that's not necessarily a contradiction to what we said before, that it's Hashem's goodness, because there's no greater giving of goodness than the creation of the world. And Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, of all the details that he put in here to make it good for the people that live here. So now, though, even though Gadol Hashem u'mehula ma'od, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his goodness, his greatness and the ability to praise him is massive, ma'od. But still, I understand and I realize that I can't even scratch the surface. There's no way to measure or investigate his godless. And therefore, yes, I say that it's Gadol Ma'od, but and that it's Mehula Ma'od. At the same time, I have to right away acknowledge that in Cheker, like I myself can't fathom his greatness, and there's no way to measure it. Gadol Hashem, it says in the Siddur Gra, could also be referring to how Hashem is the beginning of everything and above everything. Dor l'dor, yishabach ma'asecha u'gvurasecha yagidu. So notice, it doesn't say dor vador, every generation. Each generation will praise Hashem's ma'asim. It says dor l'dor, one generation to another generation. In other words, the previous generation will teach the next generation, tell it the things that they witnessed, the things that they saw, the things that they learned about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and the things that he did for them in their generation. They'll praise his actions, his ma'asim, the things that they saw in the world. Yishabach, we once said, means to give, to be meshbiach, to give value to. In other words, yes, we'll tell you things that you knew already, but we'll give more value to it by raising up its value in your eyes, showing you like how there were so many things behind it that you didn't realize that makes that all the more unbelievable. And each generation later could look back further and realize how bigger the things he did for us were when we realize more and more ramifications that they led to. So from one generation to another generation, they'll be able to give more value to the things that Hashem did for them by first of all, adding on more to that list and referring back to the older things, and now look at all the more good things that we only see now that we couldn't see earlier that came out of it. Ugvurasecha yagidu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gvurus, they'll tell over. So in Yagidu, the Nefesh HaChaim says, always has something to do with like telling over a secret. So what's a gvurasecha yagidu, telling over a secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gvurus? Meaning the gvurus that you can't necessarily see at face value, the ones that are hidden, that you really need to think and contemplate, or you need to have been personally affected by it, or, you know, witness to. So those will be told over, those secrets will be told over also. That's what we should do. In other words, if we see things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people, for ourselves, for our community, that not everybody in the community would realize or know about, to reveal that to everybody and tell over the gvuros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also to the next generation. Gvuros, it says in the Siddur Agra, has to do also with things that are against Teva, against nature, meaning things where you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he was in complete control and that nature was at his fingertips. Often we have all these different stories of Gedolim or Tzaddikim or people that really special stories happen to them. The truth is, even if you get enough Jewish people in one room and ask people to tell stories of divine providence that happened to them within their family, you'll always hear tons of stories of what they felt was like a miracle that happened to them or to their family, where it was either very obvious or almost very obvious. So people should tell these things over. Not to keep these miracles to ourselves. Tell them over. What's the difference between Hillel and Shevach? In the last pasuk we said Mehula Ma'od, and before that we said V'ha'olah Shimcha, and now we're saying Yishabach. So Hillel is more like a general praise where you stand back and you look at the entire universe, the entire world, how so many things are working together in unison in the most perfect and beautiful way. That's from a perspective of being Mahalal Hashem. Shevach is something more specific and detailed where you look at any individual thing and see the wonder that's behind it. So even though I may not be able to tell you over the Hillel of Hashem because I can't see the full picture of how everything interconnects and things like that, but still, at least Yishabach Ma'asecha, I'll be Meshabach, the specific Ma'asim that I could know about. That's something I wanted to also add on to the point that we made before, that also in every generation they discover more and more about the wonders of the world, like in science and biology and the human body and physics. So every generation could teach the next generation the new things that they learned about the unbelievableness that's hidden behind this world, where you see the greatness of Hashem that's behind it. Okay, we'll pick up from over here.